There's more than one way to win hearts and minds. The U.S. military is a big believer in leaflets. Since last month, the military has dropped more than 6 million pieces of paper into Afghanistan. And today the Pentagon said that the only local radio broadcasts left in Afghanistan are from the U.S. military. Leaflets and radio are part of what the military calls PSYOPs, psychological operations. Its advocates argue that past wars have proven the power of words to persuade, save lives, and shorten conflicts. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When Rick Hoffman served in Vietnam, he oversaw a printing press. His team had a McDonald's-like sign tallying the total number of leaflets printed. At the end of his watch, it read 1.1 billion. He says everything they printed was true.
If you tell something that is false, or if you lead someone down a path that is false and they discover it, then they'll never believe you again. So the most powerful weapon in the American psychological warfare arsenal is the absolute truth.
That doesn't mean the message is always nice. Many of the Viet Cong were illiterate. Hoffman says the scariest leaflet he ever printed had no words.
There was one photograph of a VC soldier, and on the backside it was the same VC soldier dead. And that was a pretty grim leaflet.
Hoffman is now president of the PSYOPs Veterans Association. He says the idea of fighting with words and pictures struck some officers in Vietnam as silly. But in the Gulf War, it was taken very seriously. Radio broadcasts ran dawn to dusk.
The broadcast day was essentially news, sports, weather, music, interviews with detainees. And then at some point during the broadcast day, the next day's B-52 targets would be announced. But it was never at the same time and place in the broadcast day. So that if an Iraqi soldier wanted to know if he was on the hit list, he would have to listen to that radio broadcast all day, which was then, of course, exposing himself to all of the information and all of the propaganda, all of the psychological operations that we cared to deliver.
PSYOPs manuals emphasize that messages have to be succinct and they have to be understood. Sometimes PSYOP messages are tested out on focus groups consisting of prisoners of war. During the Gulf War, American PSYOPs teams drafted a cartoon that used thought balloons, only to discover they didn't mean anything to Iraqis. And Hoffman says Iraq's propaganda, broadcast to American troops, often came across as entertainment. The announcer was female. The troops called her Baghdad Betty.
One of her messages was that, you know, while the American soldiers were busy fighting this immoral war, that movie stars were making love to their wives and sweethearts, movie stars like Mel Gibson and Bart Simpson. And Baghdad Betty evidently didn't know that Bart Simpson was a cartoon character.
Or at least that's the story. Some say it's an urban myth. Which is part of the problem with PSYOPs. A bomb's power is measured in tons of TNT. PSYOPs's is harder to assess.
How effective was it? Who knows? How do you measure something like that? Very difficult.
Retired General Robert Scales wrote the official history of the Gulf War. He says it was the most successful PSYOPs campaign ever. The U.S. military dropped safe passage cards promising fair treatment, and many Iraqi soldiers showed up carrying them, their guns unloaded. But PSYOPs only works as part of a larger plan, he says.
The word is mightier than the sword, but the word has to go with the sword. Fear of violent death focuses the mind.
On October 7th, the U.S. began bombing Afghanistan. Shortly afterwards, U.S. PSYOPs teams began broadcasting on shortwave. This transmission is archived on clandestineradio.com. One broadcast said in part, "We do not want to take over your nation. We want to give it back to its rightful owners, the people of Afghanistan." The messages to the Taliban were more blunt. "What are you using? Obsolete and ineffective weaponry? Our bombs are so accurate, we can drop them right through your windows."
This is directed to the troops, and it's using a fear appeal, and I'm not sure that's the right appeal.
Anthony Pratt Canis is a professor of psychology at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Yesterday, he gave a lecture on persuasion and propaganda to the Naval Postgraduate School.
I would probably take a different approach and ask them to dream about their country and what they'd like it to become. There's a short-term objective to lower the morale of the enemy, but there also needs to be a long-term objective, and that is how to start laying the seeds for friendship and tolerance between countries. in the long run, that's what's going to win the war.
And some of the broadcasts do take that approach. Press conferences in the United States also seem like they have PSYOPs messages in them, Pratt Canis says. Last month, the Pentagon announced it had evidence the Taliban might be poisoning relief food. True or false, that's just the sort of thing that might work well on a leaflet, he says. Also, not a bad thought to be planting in the heads of the American public. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.